Don't miss the world's premier Christian Counseling Conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. I see grace. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AACC United World Conference. See you in September.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family. Today I'm joined by nationally recognized youth and motivational speaker, Dustin Rivenbark. Dustin's no stranger to adversity and hardship, from struggles he faced as a child to those he and his wife, Amy, faced in the early years of their marriage. But God used those instances in his life to connect with and reach others with the gospel. Dustin speaks to tens of thousands of students each year, encouraging them to become better leaders by placing their identity in Christ. He's the author of the book Courage and Redemption, Six Battle Principles from the Story of Joshua. We're going to touch on that today. Let's dive in. Dustin, thank you for joining me.
Dr. Tim, so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
And congrats on your new book, Courage and Redemption, Six Battle Principles from the Story of Joshua. One of my favorite Bible characters is Joshua. I can't wait to get into this. But Dustin, this is really a story, a narrative about you. We're going to talk about your life journey and what God put in your heart to persevere.
You know, for me, the story of Joshua is important. It really helps shape, a lot of feelings and emotions that I was going through and feeling at the time, because Joshua carried scars. And Dr. Tim, I feel like a lot of us, especially men, we carry a lot of scars. And so looking forward to kind of unpacking this with you today.
Well, let's step back, Dustin, and let's go back to growing up as a boy. You know, that all-American kid type thing. But what was it like for you?
So for me, I grew up in South Alabama, and I like to liken it to a kid who grew up out of a suitcase. My parents were divorced early on. And my dad worked offshore on drilling rigs for about 10 and a half years. My mother was addicted to drugs, and so she kept us on the move quite a bit. I lived in over 18 different homes throughout my teenage years. So just a young kid who was struggling with identity, you know, trying to find his place in the world. And I remember at a moment when I felt like I had hit rock bottom, and I reached out to my dad and I said, Dad, I said, I want to go offshore. you know, and he heard the sound of a hungry man. You know, Dr. Tim, you can do a lot with a hungry man, you know, and he wound up getting me an interview to go offshore. And I spent the next 10 and a half years of my life climbing that corporate ladder. I went from an ordinary seaman to a subsea engineer in 10 and a half years, almost unheard of, and spent some of the best years of my life. Shortly before going offshore, I had met my beautiful wife, and so we had embarked on that journey together. In about 2008, the bottom fell out of the oil field, 200,000 jobs lost, and mine was one of them. Suddenly, I found myself on an old farmhouse, 25 acres, wife pregnant, no job, scared out of my mind. I literally know people who put a gun to their head because after their wife left them, they lost their ATVs, their SUVs, and all of the things, the oil field dream. They had put all their identity in that stuff. But for me, 2 years prior to exiting the oil field, I was led to Jesus by a man named Reggie Washington on a six-generation drill ship in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Changed my life forever. And Jesus helped me to find my identity in Him. So when the bottom fell out of the oil field and all of that, I found my identity in Christ. And yes, it was tough. Yes, it was hard. But let me just tell you, the hardships, they were just beginning.
You have a story of massive losses, Dustin. When I went through, I began to think this is sort of like the story of Job in a lot of ways. And loss does things to people. Adversity or challenge takes people. Well, if you're not careful, you can get to a really dark place. How dark did it get?
I'll tell you, there were times where, you know, I just have to say I didn't even know if I wanted to see another day. For my wife, Dr. Tim, there were times where she couldn't even get out of bed in the morning. Within 1 year's time of losing my career, what many thought was our identity, right? The Discovery Channel labeled offshore drilling the fifth most dangerous job on the planet. I survived 10 and a half years. I used to joke I had black oil running through my veins, you know? And when that was stripped out from under us, I remember my wife, you know, in a moment of fear, we found out she was pregnant, and then we found out we would lose our daughter, Callie Grace, to Potter syndrome, which means that she was going to be born without kidneys or a bladder. Let me just say, when it comes to fear, you know, I can remember nights where I contemplated taking my own life. You know, even though you know I knew my identity was in Christ, it doesn't make the pain any less real, right? Those things, those emotions, we're human. Right. And those human emotions, the mental health aspect of our journey was so important. And within that year of losing my job, we not only lost our daughter, Callie Grace, but a couple of months later, I lost my mother to a drug addiction. A drug overdose took her life. And then my grandmother, who helped raise me, to the final stages of dementia. And it set me on this trajectory, right, to really try to reach as many young folks as I possibly could and let them know that they matter, that they are important, that their life, their voice should be heard. And so that was the plan from then on.
Dustin, most people who go through dark seasons, they can describe the darkness really, really well. The depression's like a wet blanket on them. The energy is gone. It seems like friendships don't have much to them, and they often find themselves very alone. And that's a dangerous place because in that aloneness, your mind can begin to just play over and over. Some call that rumination, where whatever it is that's dialed in and eaten me up is just playing that tape over and over and over again, somehow thinking that maybe I'll figure something out. But it just keeps getting darker and darker and darker. Justin, in that spin, God begins to bring some light. I want to focus the broadcast because your journey back to light, back to stability, I think is so powerful. And this is where the gift is in today's broadcast. God took you to the life of Joshua. And in that journey into Joshua's being, you saw something in him. And when I think of Joshua, I think of this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein both day and night. Then thou shalt be prosperous, and then thou shalt have great success. But prior to that, though, you go back into who he was and what he was up against and the preparation, if you will, and you start taking us on a journey of kind of like six key elements.
So you really took the words right out of my mouth with Joshua 1:8, because let me explain. When it comes to the story of Joshua, so many people want to recite Joshua 1:9. Man, we see it on billboards. Man, we see it on tattoos.
Only
we see
be thou courageous.
Yes. And we see Joshua 1:9 everywhere. Be strong and courageous for the Lord. But here's the truth. Joshua was afraid. Okay, Joshua grew up under Moses, right? And God comes right to Joshua, right at the beginning of Joshua chapter 1. Moses, my servant is dead. Now you lead. And we understand that Joshua was very much afraid because God tells Joshua three times in the first 9 verses to be strong and courageous and do not be afraid. You don't tell that to someone that many times.
Who isn't afraid.
And so Joshua, he was afraid. And people want to quote, you know, Joshua 1:9, and it sounds great. The Lord is my banner, you know, and it sounds amazing. But Joshua 1:8, this book of instruction must not depart from your lips, for you are to meditate on it day and night, right? And it's that part of the story that I really resonated in. This was the key to Joshua's success. Knowing the word, this book of instruction, it must not depart from your lips. And this was what I believe guided Joshua on to many, many victories. The first battle principle that I began to talk about is preparation, preparing for battle. We see that Joshua tells the Israelites, because Moses is now dead and the Israelites are in the wilderness and they're headed to the promised land, but not there yet. And so Joshua would be the warrior that takes them in. But he says, look, get provisions ready for yourself first. And here's the truth, Dr. Tim. There are men who live 10, 20, 50, 80 years of a lifetime having never read the Bible cover to cover. Listen, we go through challenges, battles, we go through money issues, security issues, a lifetime of distractions, and all the while God has given us the keys to a fulfilling life, and you and I, we leave them laying on the counter day after day after day. And Joshua is saying, get provisions ready for yourself first in the camp. And I hope that anybody that may be going through a season right now or a situation or a difficulty, I hope that you heed my words right now, that you need to immerse yourself in God's word. We need to be immersed in good counsel. We need to be immersed in someone that is a life giver. And that pulls me over into it's a good segue into my battle principle number 2. We need spies. After Joshua orders all of Israel to get provisions ready for themselves, what he then does in chapter 2 is he sends out 2 spies. Dr. Tim, this is magic. Joshua was one of 12 spies originally sent out by Moses and was sent to scout the promised land. Only 2 out of 12 come back with a message of hope, one of which was Joshua and Caleb. And all of the people said, no, we can't do it. There's giants in the land. It's too strong. They're too big. But Caleb says, let's go at once. Right? And I think that Joshua learned something here. that it's not the quantity of people speaking into your life, but it's the quality of people speaking into your life. You asked a question earlier, Dustin, how dark did it get? Let me tell you, it wasn't as dark as some because I had positioned powerful people in my life in the darkest days that helped me to see rays of sunlight, rays of hope in the midst of my pain. This is a powerful principle right here. Who you surround yourself with, it matters.
You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, your host. Our special guest today is Dustin Rivenbark. His brand new book is called Courage and Redemption, 6 Battle Principles from the Story of Joshua. I don't know where you're at. Dr. Jerry Falwell Sr., Dustin, used to say there are 3 types of people: those going into trouble, those in trouble, and those coming out of trouble, getting ready to go back in. It's like Job 5:7, Job 14:1 says, man who is born of woman is but a few days, and their life is full of trouble. The truth is, it's not if, it's just simply when. And if you're not careful, pain can blind your eye. Pain can take you to places you don't really ever want to go. And hell would love to keep you in those places. You know that? Thank God for the light. God who brings light into the darkness. And that's our conversation today. Dustin, in your journey, I know that you teamed up with your wife and you guys knew you were up against it. And you started pressing in. And here comes that story of Joshua alive in your heart. And you're talking about preparation. In other words, boy, you better get some stuff pulled together here. Get ready for this fight. Number 2, you got to get people in your life. But let's go into number 3. Somewhere you got to get ready to go over the Jordan. Somewhere you've got to cross over. I love this piece in the story. Crossing over, by the way, it's a beautiful moment. You can see the power of God. But when you get to the other side, you got to realize something too. Gone into that place where there are giants in the land. Take us down that road for the 2 of you.
So crossing the Jordan symbolizes the hard thing that you know that you need to do. There's that difficult season, that difficult situation, that financial problem that you have. We have to course correct. We have to do the hard thing and face the challenge at hand. And for me, the challenge
taking
was
taking that first step.
Yes, the challenge for me was we have to go into this hospital room and we have to take our daughter, who was 1 month shy of full term and had passed away in the womb. Now, when we go in and we're headed into that surgery room, I remember we opened the door of our room and they were wheeling my wife and we were headed to the surgeon and all of that. When they opened the door, there was one of my best friends in the world and he's standing there and I just fell into his arms. I had no idea he was there and I fell into his arms and I just cried. I just wept like a baby. He didn't have to say a word, Dr. Tim. I just knew in that moment I was just so thankful that he was there. And we went into one of the hardest moments that any man, any woman should ever have to endure. And the love that I saw and the care that those nurses had as they navigated a part of humanity that was broken was unbelievable. The nurse patient relationship went out the window, and they saw me for who I was as I held my daughter's lifeless body, and that nurse handed me a handful of gauze just to wipe my face. It was a moment of, I see you. But here's what I want to say, Dr. Tim, about crossing that Jordan, is that some people recover faster, some people recover slowly, and it's important for you to recognize that, especially in a marriage. I bounced back from this particular situation faster than my bride, and I remember the next sermon, the next Sunday that we were able to make it into church after all of this, and we took some time off. When we go in, our pastor was preaching, Moses, my servant, is dead. It is time, guys, that happened to you. It's time to get up and go. And I remember I was so thankful he preached that, and I found him after that sermon, and I said, I wanted to thank you. I'm ready to get back into this thing. My wife is not. She needed this. That pastor looked me dead in my face, Dr. Tim, and he said something I'll never forget. He said, Amy, he said, that message wasn't for her. she is grieving. He said, you need to back off of Amy. And I respected that man for that. And he said, that's for the person who's been holding on to a weight for many, many years. It's time to let it go. And so for whatever it's worth, crossing the Jordan, facing that hard thing, whether you're in the middle of it or whether you're 10 years from it, we've got to step to it in order to get through it.
I want to press toward the victory lane, if you will. You know, when you get to the other side, you have to face your enemy and go into your future, claiming your inheritance, and you talk about living your legacy. Dustin, for you and your wife, it's hard to let go. It's hard to move on. Even though you want to, a lot of people try to rush all this like you were talking, and then they don't really see where their freedom is. They clutch onto things that really don't matter, and they have to go back and still do the work. What's the work like? Where's the hope found?
So the hope is found absolutely, solely, 100% in Jesus Christ. That is where the hope is found. The work is found in the time that you spend at His feet, the time that you spend in counseling for a lot of people. Dr. Tim, I mean, it could take years to overcome a lifetime of abuse. It can take years. It can take a lifetime to overcome some of these obstacles and challenges to its totality, right? Some of us, we have been left with major scars and holes and voids in our heart, right? From those that we miss. But I'm so encouraged by Joshua 1:8. This book of instruction must not depart from your mouth, for you are to meditate on it day and night, carefully observing everything written in it, for then you will be successful in all that you do. The work is in the daily disciplines of denying your flesh, coming before God in devotion and submitting your lives to Jesus. It is a daily dying to self, and it is a daily willingness to have the right people around you, not just the people who validate your emotions or tell you what you want to hear, but those who tell you that what you need to hear. It's dedicating your life to serving others in the local church. It is a dedication to living a life that is far more fulfilling than anything you can ever imagine, when you're willing to open up a wound so that it may truly be healed, and you can use that to be a life-giving message to others for years to come.
Our special guest again today has been Dustin Rivenbark. He's the author of a new book called Courage and Redemption, 6 Battle Principles from the Story of Joshua. It's a great read. Dustin, if people want to learn more about you, where can they go?
Yes, please come to my website, DustinRivenbark.com, or find me on Instagram or Facebook, Dustin_Rivenbark. Hope to hear from you soon.
Can they get a copy of that book up there?
Absolutely.
And to all of you out there, know that God is in the midst of your storm. He's going to see you through. Just keep pressing on. Don't ever give up. Hey, on behalf of my son, Zach, Dustin, I want to thank you for joining us here on the broadcast today. And on behalf of my son, Zach, and our entire team at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, we're going to pray that God continues to strengthen your heart, that resolve of Joshua, yes, that it'll stay strong. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Tim.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Don't miss the world's premier Christian counseling conference event, the 2025 AACC United World Conference. It has sold out the last 10 times in a row, and this one is shaping up to be the best one ever. Returning to the magnificent Opryland Hotel in Nashville, September 2025. With amazing plenary experts, over 50 leading pre-con workshops, over 25 counseling and recovery tracks, and over 175 clinical, academic, and biblical workshops, so you can tailor the conference to meet your personal and professional goals. This year's World Conference features world-leading and dynamic experts like Kurt Thompson, Henry Cloud, Tyler Vanderweel, Harold Koenig, Tim Timberlake, Gary Chapman, Daniel Amen, Lisa Turkhurst, Jenny Allen, Tim and Zach Clinton, and so much more. Enjoy incredible praise and worship with special guests, Chris Tomlin, Katie Nicole, and Micah Tyler. Make plans to attend now. The World Conference has sold out the last 10 times in a row with nearly 7,000 counselors and mental health and ministry leaders from all 50 states and 40 different countries represented. Register now for the best savings at worldconference.net. That's worldconference.net. The 2025 AECC United World Conference. See you in September.